Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes Apostle to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm never going to grow tired of saying that. He is the same. He's not changed. What he was able to do for one, he will do for you today. Hallelujah. You know, it's possible to live a life full of glory, a life full of greatness. That is the life that God has called us to. A life full of victory. You know, God has not called us to a life that is plagued with sadness, plagued with sickness, plagued with, you know, condemnation and all that. We've not been born into that life. You see. But as long as you look at yourself from the natural standpoint, you will not be able to live the life that God has called you to live. You see. That even though God is there in you and He's there with all of His power, because you're looking at all the wrong things, because you're looking at all your limitations in the flesh and the troubles that you're having in the flesh, you'll not be able to express God. It's God has called us to express Him. That is our life. You see, that is our life. Paul said, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Don't look at yourself after the flesh. That's why he says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There is none. There's no condemnation for you. God is not condemning you. God does not see you as a sinner. God does not see you as a wrong person. God is seeing you in Christ. Now, all you need to do is to consider yourself in Christ. Agree with God. Let God be true. Isaiah said, who has believed our report? You see, as I was talking about God in a certain way and talking about all that God was going to do, the people could not believe it because of their present circumstances, because of what they could see around them. As I said, who has believed our report? You see, another prophet said, let God be true and all men be liars, including you. Let your situation be a lie. Look at God. Look at what God has called you to do. Look at what God has placed in you. That is what it means to live the life of God. You see, that is what it means. You look at the life that is in you. You live from there. You say to yourself, Christ is in me, and sin has lost its sway over my life. You see, I live the good life. I live an exciting life. I live a life full of joy, full of peace, full of excitement. That is what you should say to yourself. And that is what you should think. Think this. As long as you think in the flesh, think negatively. Think, you know, about all your weakness and your limitations. You will not be able to live as God has called you to live. It's a choice, my brothers and sisters. It's a choice. You make a choice to think in line with God's word. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 6 verse 22, it says, but now since you have been set free from sin and have become the slaves of God. I see. So you say to you agree, I've been set free from sin, I've become the slave of God. You see, it says, and you have your present reward in holiness, and its end is eternal life. So my reward, the fruit that I bear, is the fruit of holiness, and the end of those fruits is eternal life. Hallelujah. That's what you say to yourself. You see, when you go to Romans chapter 5, verse 10, I'm reading the Amplified. The Amplified is powerful. I think you should get one for yourself. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. It says, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. You see, while we were enemies, when we were sinners, we were reconciled or brought back. You see, we were brought back to God. God brought peace between ourselves and Him through the death of His Son. Then He says, if God has done that, it is much more certain now that we are reconciled. So right now we are reconciled. We are not trying to be reconciled to God. We have not been reconciled to God. It says, now that we are reconciled, that we shall be saved daily. It says, we shall be saved, daily delivered from sin's dominion through His resurrection life. You see, so if you want to have dominion over sin continuously, you need to acknowledge the resurrection life that is in you. That is how to overcome every shortcoming, every sin. They are lust in the flesh. It's there. It's there. We are not doubting that. They are lust in the flesh. You see, but the way to live the life that God has called you is by, the Bible says that walk ye in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is what to do, to walk in the spirit. How do you walk in the spirit? You walk in the spirit by considering the life of God, by living from the life of God, saying to yourself, I've got the life of God in me and I'm not a sinner. I've got the life of God in me and I've become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You acknowledge all that God has done for you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk about some wonderful things which I believe you should listen. So I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, say to yourself, I'm free from sin. I've been made free from sin. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of destiny. I've been born for the lovely life, for the life of living in fellowship with God continuously. That's my life. My life brings glory to God. My life is for the glory of God. Say that to yourself and see yourself walking in line with God's love and God's life in Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.